showing your interest in leading, again, going back to Earth from our heavy longness week last week with Ochanan and Kidre Aimes, just to get through this Gemara, is more of a classic leading Gemara, which we like to do also. The Gemara says, the Maskana of Rava is that Be'etzem the get that was fulfilled by Oynes, but really Yesh Oynes to get. There is a time of Oynes to get should be no good. But, Mishum Prutus Mishum Tznuos, the Amr is lo havi get, if you deep it, and then lo havi get, then, which is the Iker Hadin, right? Lo havi get, Rav Oynes says, the Iker Hadin. Yeah?
Shake and charge.
Again, the Iker Hadin the get is invalid. Why is the get invalid?
Because
the Kuma tonight was Ba'aynes, and we say Yesh Aynes begin. There's a tiny of Ba'aynes that says that there's no Kuma tonight. Okay. Whatever the Pshat would be. Mice the get's no good. Says Rav, if the get's no good, then zimnin the low anis, v'sabr the anis. Ma'adino v'yadzim v'shem prutzos, v'shem lo di amris, lo v'havi gid, zimnin the anis, v'amr lo anis, v'az lo min zog, min zaget badu v'nen am zeyri. So the Gemara presents these tznuos and prutzos. So there is a problem here, just in the reading of the Gemara. Because the Fum Riyata, the first reading of the Gemara, when you're reading Tznuos and Prutzos, we have a built-in problem here, contradiction in the Gemara. What's the contradiction? You might not have made this cheshbon when you read it, but when you think about it, and that's what Rishon were all handling here. What's the contradiction in this Gemara? Between the Prutzos and the Tznuos.
One starts off as a nice, one starts off as a low.
Why did the combination of Tznuos and Prutzos Lachora present a problem? Logical.
Two opposites, two polar.
Why is that a problem?
One of them is never going to remarry, and the other one is from his own.
Because we can't decide like either one.
Again, what's the logical flaw that's
be Bechora in this?
That's
opposite.
Being opposite is not a logical flaw. What do you mean opposite?
We can't account for either one. We have to account for both of them.
Well, we're accounting for both. Understand. Why is that strange?
Both are extremes.
That's the deal of Tysus in terms of the Lashon. Before we get to the Yukim and the Lashon, just stop when you read the Gemara. So again, just what are we saying in the Gemara? We're saying, oh, we have a situation where the get is invalid. Right, the get is invalid. Get's invalid. Yeah? So we say, so why is that a problem? So we present two problems that that is going to create. What's the first problem? It's a tznuos. What's a tznuos? The tznuos is, in a case where it is not onus, so everything is glot. Everything is glot. But, they're going to be, they're going to be machmir. They're going to be machmir. They're going to be extra frum. And the chayish is to what?
Maybe they were going
to own it.
How long does that last for?
One second.
That makes frum?
1 second.
5, 6 years or something.
So it sounds like the default case, the baseline, if someone's being too frum, what are you saying about the baseline? What's the baseline? If they're being too frum, what's the baseline? What's the
Ikradin?
The Ikradin is we're fine. But we're nervous that they're going to be very, very frum. Then we have the Prutzos. Prutzos indicates not someone frum. Who's not following halacha.
They're off the dealer.
Right? Not following halacha. So it sounds like what? Just when you're reading the Gemara, before you get the laws, just when you're reading the, so that sounds like what? The halacha was, they're not supposed to be getting married. and they were getting married.
Each case indicates that they moved to other.
So the default, I'll call it the baseline, is there's a contradiction. Say that again. When we read the Gemara, and this is again what the Rishonim are handling over here. We read the Gemara that the Tznuah sounds like they're being extra from, but really they were mutter. In the case was mutter to get married, and they're being extra too from. And the Prutzos makes it sound like we're talking about a case where they're not supposed to get married, and they're getting married. So what is exactly the Iker Hadin? Each one is implying something different about the Iker Hadin. So that's what you see here in Taisus. Is very sensitive to that Nakuda. Look at the Taisus. It's Sabra the Honest. Sabra the Honest. So Minadin. So he starts it right away. He's talking about Minadin. Why is Taisus saying Minadin? Taisus is looking for that baseline. That baseline, that what is the Iker Hadin? Before you get into Chulas and Kulas, Prutzos and Tznuot, but what's the din? So it sounds like Minadin, less than the Meichash, no Malas. So he says, yeah, that's talking Iker Hadin. The din of the Tznuot is, glad to get married. Why, Taka? Why? Why is that Iker
Hadin?
Well, Tosafot doesn't say that. And then Rashba.
Tosafot says Rov.
Very interesting. Tosafot says it's a Rov. You know that we have different tools in our toolbox to deal with Sfeikus. So one of the classic tools to deal with Sfeikus is, if you're not sure, you have the right in Halacha to be Machriya Al Pi Rov. So Rov's cases, Tosafot says, Lo Anisa. And therefore we understand Tznuos very well. Because now we've established the baseline halacha, which again, that was our mystery was, what's the baseline, right? What's the Iker Hadin? All the Gemara talks about is Tznuos and Prutzos. What's the Iker Hadin? What's the correct halacha? We didn't know. The correct halacha is they can get married. And that's why they're called Tznuos, because they're being extra machmir. I guess that's what the girls who are not sanuas that they say. They have to be extra machmir. You see here that sanuas is considered extra machmir. Okay. About to make the you can hear them. It's a serious mitzvah, Rabbi Zeruma. Be careful. Okay. So what question is he dealing with right off the bat in Taisus when he says, first word that Taisus now, Uminadin, less on the Meichash Jomon. Why is Taisus so motivated to say what the Iker Hadin is? Why is that so on Taisus' mind, as it were? Because when you read this Gemara, what's the word that comes out of you? Tznuos. So Tznuos means basically by the definition of the word means what? Like we just said, extra machmir, right? It's only because they're tznuos, right?
They're being
machmir. That's what, right? Rashi also sounds like that, right? Tidog lina, they're nervous about getting married, right? Sounds like really they're allowed to get married. Why? Why, says Tosafos, why are they allowed to get married? Must be the Iker Halacha is, the Iker Hadin, you're allowed to get married. Why? So Taisus says, oh, it's a Rov. Taisus says Rov. You saw in the Rashba adds another piece. What did the Rashba add in? So the Rashba added to Taisus there. He adds in what the Sentra said before, Chazaka. Taisus and the Rashba adds in, there's an interesting, very interesting Chazaka. I found this interesting Chazaka. What's the Chazaka? You guys know what a chazaka is? What's Rov? Rov is that we have a situation where the guy didn't show up. That's all we know. Right? You're sitting there, the guy didn't show up at any point today. So, what does Rov say? Statistics. Most cases of people who don't show up, let's say, is not onus. They didn't show up. Not onus. Okay. What would chazaka, how would chazaka operate?
Chazaka is on a single.
What does chazaka mean?
Presumption.
A presumption. So we have a presumption of non-onus. Why? Based on what?
Past
on what?
Experiences.
No, don't make it into row.
For the individual.
Don't turn it into row.
Educated guess.
No, with this
contradiction.
God.
Contradiction.
Personal.
Contradiction.
Chazaka is a prior to the incident.
It's a presumption because
yeah,
you
but
can't
what,
say
what's leading to the presumption?
Because onus is a surprise.
What does the
Rashi
say?
We can't presume that
he says,
situation.
Guessing our
husband. You're right, it's a presumption. What leads to the presumption? Not statistics.
Take a betting line.
He says,
where is it?
Onus.
He brings Rove. Vesu deuki gavra achaz kose. We put them right. Vichinofa lav onis hu. I think the cholet now knows the becheska shulcha kai. What does it mean? Keep the chinofa lav onis. What's the chinofa? No, the guys are used to like nafkin, you know. He has to have the literal sense of the word.
When he goes up.
When he left. There's always the literal in the expression, right? You're right. And nafkin means like this. But what does it mean? What does nafak mean? It means to go out, right? When he left, kinofak, when he left, again, the guy traveled, right? Was he ones the last time that you saw him? Was his state in state of ones?
No.
His last known state of being. This fellow, this husband, was it onus?
No.
And therefore, what does Chazaka tell us?
That you go like the last known
state. Carry over the last known state that was. He left as a free as a bird. Right? He left as a free person, no constraints, he wasn't deathly ill, he wasn't under some kind of whatever it is, yeah? That is our last known piece of information about him. Chazaka tells us a very interesting concept in halacha. It tells us take that status, and in lieu of anything else, you have no other information, right? Absent of any other information, what do? We take that status and we carry it forward. So he himself, so what you guys said before was correct, it's personal, but it's not personal like, let's do an investigation of what his normal pattern, behavior patterns are. No, this guy was not in a state of inus. And therefore we presume, the word that you guys used, we presume he continues to not be in a state of onus. He proves that by a chole, someone who's ill, we still presume they're alive, even though we have some indication that maybe they were ill. But we still presume they're alive, right? That's a cheskas chayim. If you saw someone who was alive, for example, you assume, without any other information, absent any information, they are still alive. You don't know that, but you're going to presume that, based on, not on Rov, based on his last known status. Yeah, you with me? So the Rashba says two. Interestingly, Taisus doesn't say that. Taisus doesn't say that, which is interesting. Taisus says Rove. Okay. So what's the first thing that Taisus has to clarify? Why is the Ikra? It's clear from the Gemara for calling it Tznuos. Tznuos, it means in Ikra, then they were allowed to get married. That's what Tznuos implies. They're being extra frum, extra nervous, extra anxious. So extra implies that there's a baseline, which was mutter. Why was it mutter? Okay, so now we have two mahalachim to either rove or chazaka. What's the next step? Now what? I just jumped from the frying pan into the proverbial fire. You know that expression?
No.
Man. Anyone?
Proverbial.
Oh, we got a few. Okay. No, proverbial just means
proverb.
Like proverb. You know what proverbial means? Yeah, really good job. Okay. You can add that to the list.
No, fire me.
If anyone wants, last year, last year, Josh Kreinick wrote down all of the words could be Yiddish, English, Hebrew, anything.
Zemidim with the Rosh.
The words. So if you guys wanted to, I never had a Talmud that did that till last year. He was very studious.
Myron's got top
because he went to a co-ed school.
Did you hear that?
Is that from dictionary?
What's the name of the co-ed school?
That's a lip part for the job.
That's the co-ed school.
Who said that? Natan? How do we jump from the frying pan to the fire? Why don't we just make it worse than what we just said?
Because
we now what's our next problem?
Why are priests priests?
Beautiful. So if we've explained that the tznuos are called tznuos because the Ikar HaDin, and we found the answer to our question, why is the Ikar HaDin winter? Now we have our problem that we mentioned at the outset, which is, but then we have these prutzos here, which means someone's misbehaving, right? So now you're being pulled from both ends, right? So we started with, we have our tznuos, we'll do it this way, we have tznuos, right? So that, we're saying they're being two, we'll call it two frum. Now that implies, if you're saying they're being two frum, that by definition implies that there's some kind of a din. We'll call it a din. What's a din? The din is that it's mutter to get married.
After 30 days.
Right? In our case, it was mutter. Why is it mutter? That's what Taisus comes to answer. So the question is, why? Here's Taisus. Why? So Taisus says Rove, the Rashba adds, he adds a plus sign, plus, Chazaka, right? So there's some kind of halachic rationale. You don't have to assume, if you don't know otherwise, you don't have to assume onus. You assume he didn't show up. What happens when he doesn't show up? That triggers the get. She's divorced. Everything's gemalah. She can get remarried. Or chazaka, the last known status was, he wasn't ba'onus. We assume he's not ba'onus. The get gets triggered. She can get married. She's a single person. Great, so that's fine. But then the problem is, we have prutzos. Now we have to put the prutzos in red. That's a halacha, by the way.
Jews
are not red. From the late Rishon, he says that from women, they don't, Jewish girls don't wear red because it's princess.
Does that count?
That's why we
fill
the
chapter.
Does
that count for red or burgundy?
It's filling the chapter.
No, burgundy doesn't count.
I think your chilling strip should be red because that's what. Oh, that's the box.
They cannot
wear red.
Don't wear red.
Why can't
they be
sure.
Red is a very eye-attractive color.
They wear dark, like maroon, but not like this.
A deer's pencil case is out. What about pink?
Fruit size. What's the problem, Rabbi, said with fruit size? The Chaira, our prutas are saying what? They're going to hands of, we're going to get married. We're getting married. So, what's the problem?
They're dervish.
What's the problem?
There's no problem.
What's the problem? It says Zimnin. What's the Gemara say? What's the problem with the prutas? Zimnin did honest, the Amra lo honest. But we just said what? We just said it's mutter to get married. Why? Because the rov and chazaka. What's the rov and chazaka telling me? Either the rov or the chazaka. Both there tell me what?
You get married.
What are both these telling me?
You get married.
Is there onus or no? Rov and chazaka are both telling me that what? There's no onus. No. So if there's no onus, it gets a valid get. Right? Therefore, it's a valid. So if it's a valid get, what's wrong with the prutzos? So she's saying, the prutzos is saying, she's probably not honest. So what's their claim? Low honest. No. They're just following the halacha. Why are we bad-mouthing them and saying the prutzos?
be one they know those hits.
Prutos implies, the word implies what?
Krum.
We'll call it not Krum.
Like
right, we'll use our, right? We'll use our.
Krum.
But how do you have this? If they're, what are they doing with Prutos Sahakko? They're just going in and getting married. But we said over here,
they could
get married. So they're just following the din. So what's wrong with them?
They're
claiming a whole different case. I don't understand.
Whole different case. Who says that?
No.
What is Zimin? What is Zimin? Zimin means there are times. How do you guys understand Zimin?
There are times.
Zimin means it could be that. But do I need to assume that, Abu Isa? Do I need to assume the Zimin? That's the problem with the Gemara. That's exactly the problem with the Gemara. It was a Zimnin. What's Zimnin? Zimnin is it's Nus, it says like this. Zimnin, the low honors with some of the honors. And then by the Prutus, it's Zimnin, the honors from the low honors. Okay, so Zimnin means this could be the reality, but they're going to assume differently. But what's the halacha say? What does the halacha say? What do I need to assume when I am confused?
She doesn't know.
I'm going to go with my robe or my chazaka, right? Those, what else do you do when you're confused? I don't know what to do. So don't give me a Zimnin. Tell me what to do. Can I get married or not get married?
Yes.
So it seems I can get married. Because you're calling them Tznus, because they're supposed to be getting married. But they're saying, no. They're going to say, Agunus. I'm not going to get married. So what's wrong with the Agunus? So, here you have different Mahalakim that you're showing to answer the question. So let's go with Tzvi's Mahalakim. Who says like Tzvi's Mahalakim that you're showing? Tzvi just said it's a different case. That's the words that you just said, correct?
What's that? Yeah.
What's a different case?
Toso.
He wants to say, you're right, the Prutzos can't be in this regular din case because then it's totally mutter. Why would they be called Prutzos? Why are you calling these girls Prutzos if they're following the halach? What's
know,
the answer?
Because they know that.
So what are they saying? They know. But what do you just do? What do you just do, Rest? You just change the case.
Yeah.
You just change the case. So that's what Tosfos
does. That's what
Tosfos does. Makes a move. Tosfos feels, I can't have these all playing the same game. I can't have the Tznus and the Prutos in the same situation. Why? Because Mimanavsha. If it's a situation where it's Mutter and the Tznus are being too frum, yeah? That can't be, that can't coexist with the case where what? Where the din is that it's Asa, where the din is that it's Asa and the Prutos are doing something wrong. How can you? You can't have both, right? You can't have. If you're saying too frum, it means they're following the halacha. And if you're saying they're not frum, what does it mean the halacha is? If you're saying they're not frum for getting remarried, it means they're not allowed to get remarried. But we just said the halacha is not allowed to get remarried. So how can you have both together? Taisus says you can't. What does Taisus do? You have to count that Taisus is doing it. What does Taisus do? Forget the Gerson for a second. What does he say?
They do it.
That's not called.
I feel Lukashiyatsa called. What did Tyson just do? Yes, pay attention to what Tyson just did. So he didn't pull the fast one on us. What did he just do?
That the case to reception.
He changed the case, started adding information. What do we think the case is? What do you think we mean the case? There's a stomp case. She's sitting there. The day comes, where's the husband? Nowhere to be found. You're the rub. What's your psak? In that case. Rove, Chazaka, get married. Maybe it's honest. Maybe. I don't have to take that into account. There's rov, there's chazaka, there's a valid get. Shalom. What does Tyson do to solve the problem?
Gives us a bad case.
She starts adding information. Makes me kimta. You know what it is? Well, it's just a regular stop case. What do we have?
She knew it was something.
What do we have? What was the case? That's the second. It was the first answer. First answer. Kol. There's a kol. Yeah, doesn't he say that?
Yeah.
I feel like she has a call about saying Tyson is a little kimta. You have to go to kimta? Tyson is saying it's a specific case. Tyson says you have to change the case in the Prutos side of the board. What case is it? Either there's a call, everyone heard something happened to this guy, or she knows. We didn't think we were talking about that. I thought we were just talking about this innocent case. The guy didn't show up. She doesn't know what to do. And that's the, no! Different case. So Tyson comes over here and he says, Tyson says here, this is a different case. One of two possibilities, either call or She knows. But either way, the move Rabbi Isa is to make it a different case. Imaginami, he says, you can't have this existing in the same case. Generic case, Rabbi Isa, generic case, where I have no other information. What's the din? Get remarried or not remarried?
She can't get remarried.
You could get remarried. Would you call a woman who gets remarried a prutza?
No.
No. So the only concern there for Chazal was what? What was the only concern there in that situation for Chazal? Only tznuos. There Chazal said, well, that case interests me, but only for this side of the board. There's some women that are going to be too frug. Ah, but what is this? So we change it to this. So what's the din here? What's the din going to be here? If there's a caller, she knows, and we change the din. We change the din. What's the din now? Usher. Usher to marry. Why is it usher to marry?
We assume that Linda wins.
Because once I already have a call where she knows for sure that it was what? An ones. Now what do we say is a rule by ones? What's the rule? Yesh, ikar then yesh on his begin, which means what we call the get. Ah.
It's also to get married, yeah.
It's also to marry. And that's how Tysus deals with Prutzas. Okay? He changes the case. He adds in information which we didn't have. Either call or
she knows.
She knows. The other Rishon don't go like Tysus. What does the Rashba do?
Keeps the case.
What does Rashba keep? Not only that, by the way, now all the gears of the Yukon, which many of you made these Yukon on your own, Tysus backs up this claim of changing the case. He knows that's a little bit unfair. How can you change the case midway through Gemara? No, I have a Raya. So Tysus, Tysus Raya.
I could have changed it to Omra, not
Omra and not Savra. Right? He has a Girsa. He says, Savra is a kapara of case. What does Svara mean? Svara means really the halacha of the mutter, and she's thinking she's very frum, and she's thinking that maybe thinking anxiety. Where anxiety is in your head, right? So she's thinking, maybe it was honest, but right, she won't get married. Yeah? What's Umra? What does Umra imply?
She knows.
Umra implies she knows it isn't really true, but she's just saying it. It's like more intentional. She's intentionally saying, oh yeah, no, it's fine, I can really get married, even though she knows, not true. That's what Tyson says to back up this move that he does. The Rashba doesn't do it. The Rashba, by the way, says the Iker Gir says what?
Sovereign
both, right? He says it's Rove Gir Sos. Rove Gir Sos is not what Tyson did. Tyson changed the Gir Sos, or had the Gir Sos. Most of them are not like Tyson's. So if it says sovereign both, I can't easily swallow the pill that Tysus wants me to swallow. Why? Because if it's by tznuos and prutzas, he uses what? The same language. But how am I going to have them coexist? Back to square one. Why are they prutzos? Tysus changes, says different case. How can I do that? What does the Rashba do? Very interesting. He's sensitive to this. Why? Because they're nervous. What about the prutzos? Behind the girl, prutzos mishum lo daiki shabir. They didn't.
It's not shy.
Check.
It's not like malicious.
Taisus is not malicious. Very interesting. They're right. It's not very good. According to Taisus, it's mamish. Is the word malicious or in?
That's the word I'm looking for.
Intent. Like with intent, meaning she knowingly is doing something with that is pritzus lemahadrin. According to the Rashba, like I already saying, it's not. It's that the Rashba says she should have checked more before she get remarried. She should have checked. Daiki. Shabbi. She checked. And she didn't check. That's already pritzus. Much more. Machmir, if you will, in a certain way, because Tysus was calling this lady a prutza because she was really just straight up doing something she knew was totally awesome. The Rashba is saying, really, it's mutter, but still we raised the bar. She should check more. What happened with this husband? Was it onus? Was that she should check? Find out. Send out a private investigator. Maybe he's what's going on with him? Maybe he's in the hospital. make a phone call to the hospital front desk. Is anyone in your, is this person there? I don't know.
Why is it?
She just didn't hear words.
It sounds like according to Tite, according to the Rashba, even really, I mean, he does say that it's mutter, right? He does say that. What does he say?
Well, if we're going based on
lo max nekina li ba'aynes zilbas aruba ruben yishim aris kuki the garden is va'afilu bechalana va'afilu achit. Oh, sounds like really we don't assume it's onus. But nevertheless, even though Maker Adin, she get married, really, what should she do?
Check.
She should check. It sounds like from this Rashba, very interesting, that even if you have a rov and maybe a chazaka, this is fascinating. What do we see from here? If you have the ability to clarify, we had this before, to be mevarer, you need to do so. And therefore, she's called a prutza. So how's the Rashba saying? The Rashba up there. Yep. What's the Rashba going to do on their prutas?
This places. You're going to make like the red.
The Rashba is not changing the case. See, it's very interesting. You see this tweet? The Rashba is not. It's interesting. You read the Gemara's two different cases. It's the same case, right? We're not changing the information. It's the same case, and we have Rov Chazaka. But it sounds like what? She should check more. And if she doesn't, she's called. Prutza.
But she can still get
married. Still a little bit.
The marriage is still.
Sounds like the Ikra didn't stay the same.
Rosh was smart.
The Lash of Prutza is a little bit more difficult.
The Gemara flips the Prutza, like her and her children are going to be from Zerim.
Oh,
and the fact
so let's get to that.
And the word Prutza itself is like a demeaning word.
That's not a flame.
It's not a flame. It's just a fact.
She jumps out and tries. This is already, you can flame it. In fact,
it's a fact that.
Take a look, Rabbi Yisai. Did anyone see?
No, but I
did anyone see the Rosh Hashanah? Did anyone get that far?
The end of the Rosh says she has this far.
Take a look. You have your Kaivitz guys. Take a look. I couldn't find the Rosh itself. Maybe it's there. The Shita. I must see a different part. I just couldn't find the Rosh. The Shita Mekubet says, quotes, as you know, he quotes on the Rishonim. So the Shita Mekubet says, quotes the Rosh and his Talmud. Must be somewhere else in the Rosh that I couldn't find. I missed it. But either way, it's here. Take a look at this. Very interesting. You look over here where it says.
So, Sadi Aleph.
Where is it? Shit says. Where is the Ra'ah? On the wrong graph. That's not going to help. Here it is. He quotes Chen Kasu Ra'ah the Talmidu Don Kreshkash Vidal. That was his Talmud. Okay. I think that's it. His name was Don. I think that's like in Spain, like Don Isaac Barbanel. I think that was like a title.
Don is like Sir, right?
It's like a title, right? What does he say there? Let's read the Ra'ah. Mishum Tzuz, Mishum Prut, this Kalomar, the Eilu Mukmina Laha, Adina, Barbanel, the Eishon, is Mew, Mistaba, Less, and Eich, Ashlonis. He also says, as it, you don't have to assume to own it, you don't assume to own it. Binding Mishum Tzilos, Mishum Prutas, the Zim and the Law, one is Medina Sharia! What does that mean, Medina Sharia, through the stomach? That's what we call our middle category, right? The Ikar Adin, what's Sharia? Sharia, what's Shari? Sharia? Mutter, it's Mutter. The Zim and the Ave, Achi Kushta, the Savra the Onis, the Chai Shalachi, the Fnimi Shuris Adin, Shalom, the Takola, that's the Tzilos. Right? Even the ease of onus, the inner love you make. Okay. So far, again, we're going that the ikar din is mutter. And the tznos are just being too frum. They don't really have to do what they're doing. Umishum prutos nami, look what he says. The cave of the medina less long than mechash lones. Boy, the make a medina. So are we changing the case? What are we doing here in the Ra? Look what he says is the default case. Cave of the medina, what's it then? Less than the mechash lones. What does that mean? Less than the mechash lones. We do not be concerned with onus. So is it mutter to get married? Mutter to get married. You don't have to worry about onus. No. So what's wrong? Vizim and the onus v'dina the lalavi gita v'alzo mitzvah v'nafri v'nei churva. What's going to happen if she gets remarried? Churva. What's churva? Destruction. To get bottled by Mamzer. What's going to happen? he's gonna roll it after she gets married. And he's gonna say it was Oinus. The Afal Gav the Kiddin, look at these words. The Kiddin Minsudin, Karlu Prutus. La Fukit Snus, Ava Prutus Lav Dafka. What does the Ra'a say? What does the Ra'a say? Here's another move.
Doesn't mean
Lav Dafka move.
Since they're called Snus, even though they're not actually Prutus or Snus.
Right! Meaning, what's the move? Says the Ra'a. You're right. We can't logically have, because one of them is following Iker Adin. So we're saying, oh, the Prutus are not following it. They're being extra from. Okay, so the Prutus are following it. Are they following Adin? Yes. So I call them Prutus. No, it's just a way of speaking. They're not really Prutus. So what does that mean?
Doesn't
mean. They're not literally mean Prutus because they're not doing anything against Allah. We thought Prutus means not from. It does mean that. But it's lav dafka here. It's just, what do you say if you want to say someone's not tzanua? So you call them a prutza. Not really a prutza, but we use that terminology. So why are we making a takana? Well, what's the concern? If they're not doing anything wrong, why are we making a takana? What's going to happen?
How
it's going to be? So why am I making the takana?
To show the husband that shit.
No. Show me. What churva am I avoiding, Rabbi?
You're
avoiding someone following you. You're avoiding someone having something.
Mazerin! Now the Gemara says that. You look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, it doesn't just say they're going to get married to Isser. What does the Gemara say?
Mazerin.
So this is the Ra'a. You know what our concern is? You know what our concern is? We don't want Mamzeir. That's not what Mamzeir. Did this all the more so. So who are we making a takana for in this Prutus world? Really, they're not so bad, these women. They're just following the Iker Adin, right?
They call me
Mamzeir. Oh, that's another color. Look at that. Ra'a. What does the Ra'a say? They're doing fine. The Prutus are following the Din. Right, the Prutzos are following the Din. So why am I making a takana? To save the kids. Because what's going to happen? Sometimes, this is amazing, you can follow halacha, you can do the right thing, you ask the rabbi, could I get married? What did the rabbi tell you?
Yeah.
Yes, why? We don't assume that there's onus. We have rov, we have chazaka. You don't have to assume there's onus. You can assume that the get was valid. But what happens if a month later, after she remarries, the husband rolls in and says, I was ba'inus. I guess he proves it, I don't know. And he says, I was ba'inus. What does that mean? Retroactively, what's the status that I get? Invalid, which means she's still married to the first guy, which means all her kids from the second husband are not a Zayir.
But then
we don't want that situation.
But then she's legitimately his owner then. Because she technically committed adultery then.
So there was but
she was allowed.
She was had a psak from a rabbi that she could get married.
It shouldn't be fine then.
No.
If it was a valid marriage then, according to the rabbi.
Yeah, but the thing is,
she was allowed to do it. It
no matter.
Why not?
No matter what
she was married. She was married the whole time to the first husband.
She was married to the first. Yeah, she was married.
And she never got divorced.
Then the rabbi said that you can marry her.
No.
The next couple.
Yeah, but now the Messiah is
married.
So what's the problem then?
No, they said, why did they tell you to get remarried? Because they said you have a rov, you have a chazaka.
Yeah.
The problem is there's no Messiahs. What's Messiahs? The facts on the ground are, this was one of those exceptional cases where there actually was onus, which means the get wasn't good. Right? So I just want to see how they're breaking down this sugi over here. So again.
Was there a get?
The whole case is there's a get all the time.
So she knows the onus? According to the Ra'a?
No. So again, let's just sum up what we have over here, Rabbi Yisai. Our question is, what is the Iker HaDin in this case? We have the Tznus and the Prutus, but we ask, what's the correct halacha? Some of them are being from, some of them not being from at all. What's the Iker HaLacha? So the Pashtus is, there's three ways to go over here. Either you say, Tysus is moved. Two different takanas for two different scenarios. One scenario is, Mutter to get married, but the Frum girls are not getting married. Chazal wanted to avoid that, and therefore what did they do? They said an even bonus against Val. What's the other scenario, says Thaisis? A different scenario where there's a call where she knows that what? She's not allowed to get remarried. Yeah? Not allowed to get remarried. But she does anyway. That's the Prutzos. That's how Tosis goes. Then we have the Rashba, who also understands that the Ikara Din, you can get married. That explains who knows where you're from. Why are they called Prutzos? Because nevertheless, she should have checked more. So that's the Prutzos, but not really so parts. Then we have the Ra'ah, who says, no, the whole thing's Lav Davka. Don't get stuck on the word Prutzos. Lav Davka Prutzos. These are just regular non-snuos. But there's a risk. What's the risk to the non-snuos? The risk is even if they follow the Ikar HaDin, this doesn't get you out of the woods. You could end up having kids who are manzeru. And therefore, we want to avoid that.
They should be called Prutzos, because they could be manzeru. Why the Lav
Davka? Prutzos is, usually Prutzos reflects their behavior, Sandy. There's nothing wrong in their behavior. They got married, but you want to see the kids. Can anyone tell me who else? Here's your last question. Yeah, what do you say about Rashi? How does Rashi learn? Taisvis, Rashba, or Ra'ah?
Ra'ah.
Good, where do you see it? Prove it to me. Good, so read, good. Read it before, so you read the two Rashi's together. And the Savra, Dilma, on his face, will get the Tidah. There, it's what's Tidah?
Worried.
Worried sounds like, what's the Ikar Allah, what's Halacha? What's Halacha? What's all of this? The Savra is by the Tznuos. The first Savra is by the Tznuos. She's allowed to be married, but she's nervous. Daiga, daiga, what's daiga? Nervous. Then he says, Umitzvah is going on a Prutzos. Look what he says. He doesn't say, oh, she's going to get married. Be'isser. Who said that? Taisvitz, for example. What does Rashi say? Ukishiyavo, but Yomer. Nasty, Nimtza, get bought. What's the whole concern that we have with the Prutzos? Not that they get married, Be'isser. They're allowed to get married. Be'isser is what? The concern is what? The kids, which is all. So that's what it says.
They said Nimsa get bottle, showing that they genuinely thought the get was fine.
So I would sum it up like this. In terms of that part of the Gemara, in terms of the Cheshvin, so the Ra'ah and Rashi read very, very Gishmak. What's the weak point in the Ra'ah Rashi camp? You know, I always like to do this. What's the weak point? Good. The washing Prutzos is and Haraya. What does the Ra'ah say? If you go to Taisis' side, Taisis says it's very strong. Taisis is very strong, and the Prutzos is mamish Prutzos, but it's also Turkey why it has to bring up in the Gemara the Mamzeri. Just stop, maybe we should save them. But I guess Taisis would answer, do we want to save Prutzos? Are we interested in this Chazal and saving Prutzos? Let them go to Gehenna. Why do I care about Prutzos? But what? Who do I care about? The kids. So it could be that's what Taisus would say. That even though, all right, according to Taisus, she's malicious, right? She knows she's doing something wrong, so why am I making Takana to save her? Why am I making a Takana to save her? Maybe that's why, according to Taisus, it has to bring up, yeah, but there's these poor kids we're going to get messed over, and we don't want to get them. Have them best over. I want you to chat how you show reading more guys chat you have chazar tonight after the fast. Chazar inside. Now look at the sheet that the Kubet says.